China's Minister of Commerce has met with senior Philippine officials while visiting Beijing for talks on economic and trade cooperation. Gao Hucheng says the deal signed this Monday relate to infrastructure.
After our series of talks this morning, we can confirm that the initial batch of civilian infrastructure projects is worth around $3.7 billion. We have already confirmed three of these projects, but there are still a series of bank formalities that we must complete.
The deal is the first announcement to come from a two-day visit to China by a Philippine cabinet delegation. Minister Gao Hucheng says other documents will be signed during the visit to ensure efficiency and transparency in their cooperation.
The documents will help China and the Philippines set up rules to ensure transparency, fairness, and legitimacy in various areas, including infrastructure, transportation, and telecommunications. It will help facilitate and ensure fairness in the process of project approval, applications for loans and financing.
Philippine Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez, who leads the Philippine delegation, says he has had a very productive meeting with Gao Hucheng, saying they've discussed large projects in rural areas as well as some smaller projects.
And the way we are planning to reduce poverty is to implement a massive amount of infrastructure projects. These create jobs for people in the rural areas as well as connect rural production areas to the markets.
The visit by Philippine officials comes a few months after President Rodrigo Duterte visited Beijing. During his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Duterte managed to secure a dozen agreements covering trade, investment, and agriculture. The Philippine cabinet team on this trip includes Duterte's finance, budget, economic, public works, and transport secretaries. The two sides have also been discussing the possibility of creating a wider regional economic partnership. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.